More About Co-Housing with Lynn Morstead and Kelly Soika. Co-Housing Houston is a multi-generational, community-minded group of people who share the values of connection and sustainability. We're developing the first co-housing project in Texas, and we're really glad you found us today.
Hey.
Our project is underway now, Lynn. This is exciting. We've got some big news.
I know. It's like beyond exciting. Yeah. I'm in a dream, actually.
I know. Welcome to season two.
Season two
of our podcast, which we are calling New Beginnings.
Yes.
Because we are at a pivot point in Co-Housing Houston. We are shifting our focus from the design and financing stage to the actual building stage, both in physical, like we're going to have walls.
Yeah.
After they dig wells, we're going to have walls.
Real.
Yeah.
Real walls.
And in social terms, we're building out our social architecture also. And as of today, we've got most of the seats filled at our community table, which is really exciting.
I know. We just have, I mean, really, I tell people it's like we have all of these horses in the gates just ready for the gun to go off. And the gun went off last Thursday. So we've got like a list of things we need to tell you guys. So gate one, we had financing is complete.
Yay. Gate two, our general contractor contract. So the contract with our general contractor has been signed. And if you are in the development world, you instantly know the significance of this because it is our guaranteed maximum price. It is the cost of the project. This is a big deal. It is such a sigh of relief to be past that.
Oh my God. And then the next gate we've got, I still haven't seen it, so I'm just going on faith here, but we heard in the waiting more the meeting this morning, our weekly meeting, that we actually have equipment on that site.
Yay!
So we've been locked out.
We're locked out. We are no longer able to, I know, our keys like literally don't even work
anymore.
Don't
work and we have signs up.
Yep, so signs are going up. People can go past and be like, oh, that's Co-Housing Houston. Yep. That's really exciting. And then we have the first site visit planned, which is a whole different thing. You know, for us, it's been like, let's go over to the site and we'll have a New Year's toast. Now it's like, Nope. You've got to be invited. You need to walk through a construction site.
Yeah.
It's going to be really exciting.
I know. It's like pinching. Yeah. And then, of course, we have, as Kelly was saying, we have most of the seats filled at the table. We have 31 of the 33 units that we're going to be building are committed now. We have committed owners.
Yeah.
And that people often ask me, who are these owners? And, you know, what's the age and demographics, et cetera? Well, so we just totaled it up. We have 42 adults. And we have 9 children. So that's 42 plus 9. We are 51 humans right now moving there. And we still have 2 units open. So it's very, very exciting. And the great news is that we span 8 decades of life. So we have our youngest member is not yet. It's just before her first
just
birthday.
About to be 1.
So she's under 1. And then our oldest member, and we will not say who, she looks way fitter and younger than this thing I'm going to announce, but she's just tipped over 80. So pretty amazing group of people spanning all those decades of life. So we're multi-generational, about as maxed out as you can get.
Yep, we definitely are.
Probably gets more maxed.
This is really exciting. You know, we've been spending all of our time on making these kinds of business decisions. It turns out there are a lot of business decisions you have to make to get to this point. And then also working on the physical design. If you've been listening for a while, you know that we spent a lot of time working on what this design is going to look like and how it's going to fit onto our site. And we, at one point, were thinking about a different mix of units and all kinds of stuff. And then recruiting. I mean, we went from, you know, the first initial group of people were, what, 12 at the beginning?
Yeah. Our LLC was 12. Oh, this is great. We have a visitor to our podcast.
So I'm going to pause for
it.
Okay, we're back. We're back.
Okay, this was
this is at home recording because the doorbell rang and it was a delivery of cat litter. And one of our neighbors needed to leave her garage and Lynn's car was blocking it. So she needed to move her car. So we went and took care of those things. And now we are back. And we were talking about like what we are doing with our community. And it's interesting to like have the interruptions of current community before you move into a new community.
And also just kind of reflect on the relationships that I think we aspire to have different kinds of relationships than the one that we just experienced, where
Yeah.
there's kind of like not perhaps the same kind of common understanding about how we want to come and go and interact with each other. It was much more coming from a place of we don't really know each other, we don't have any fellowship or any, we don't have any kind of understanding of each other's lives. So it was
Yeah.
very kind of very rules-based instead of relationships-based. And
Oh, I like that. Rules-based rather than relationship-based.
So it was kind of interesting. This fine, I managed to find another place to park, but it was a really interesting reflection.
Yeah,
So,
and it's one of the four P's: parking, parenting, pets, and participation, the things that drive people crazy. Yes,
Very
totally.
cool. Okay, well, thanks for that little segue there.
Yeah.
Thank you, universe, for that. I think we were just talking about how we were switching, from doing all of this business and this
Yeah.
physical design, and we were talking about how we're going to pivot into this new world in season two. And we've been talking about planning to interview people who have perhaps been through this before.
Yeah.
So, like what we've relied on up until now, I mean, okay, there are some specifics about, designing for community, for connections that's not your average, condominium project, but, developer, engineers, a lot of the professional expertise that we've relied on to date, you can pretty much get out there on the market with a little bit of, massaging and introduction to the concept. But now, really, we are going to have to be relying on people who've been down this road before. And thankfully, we have you, Kelly, and Mike, and your kids, and also Rosemary, who have some experience. But I met a lot of people at the conference in Madison, and I've already been teeing up a bunch of them. Like, I'm going to
Yay.
be calling you. So Lou Bowers, Karen Hoskins, if you are listening, look for the email from me because we're going to be booking time with them. Because there's a lot of things that we haven't really dived into. Not just because we were busy doing physical, but also because we didn't have everybody at the table yet.
Yeah, you can't make a good decision until you know everybody who's going to be there. I think about like we're working on our rental policy now, which makes sense now because we have enough people who are going to live under the policy or, need to rent their place out. So they're going to operate within the policy. But, eight people can't make that decision. It has to be a bigger group of people.
Well, and like
Yeah.
meals, like from the very beginning when there were just the 12, we had all these great aspirations, but we didn't know if the other, 20 something people that were going to join were even interested in. I mean, if it had just been us 12, it would be a different meal program than if you had, what did we say, 51 humans moving down to the site. So, but that brings me to something I wanted to ask you about. I remember when you and Mike first joined and you were so excited about this, grassroots development, getting in from the ground level. And I remember you saying you were really looking forward to being part of a shaping new community because there's things that you get to be a part of, decision making, that you hadn't been a part of other places you've lived. And I know I'm kind of maybe putting you on the spot here, but I'm just curious, is there anything in that realm that you would maybe want to talk about that you want to say?
Well, I think that one of the things, when you inherit a really stable set of community agreements and a really stable set of the way that people operate with each other, but you're also, when you come into an existing community, you inherit existing relationships and kind of built-in shortcuts or shorthand on things or, workarounds for, this one neighbor who they've been, this way for this many years or whatever. You inherit all of that stuff. And that's really different than in a community where you're not inheriting any of that. People are discovering that about each other. And so one of the things that I would love for our community to really do early on is to really value consensus decision making and really normalize consensus decision making because it's hard to keep that flame alive unless you have a really strong core group of people who are leaders in the community who all are on the same page with it and kind of have a sense of how that is valuable to them and how they can use that process to make really good, durable decisions. So in concrete terms, I would like to see our community really, hire consultants to train us. I've been really delighted that members of our community have been taking classes.
Mm.
You know, it's just like a lot of people now have this really big commitment to how we are going to make decisions together. And I think it's really going to serve us well for a really long period of time. And it avoids then having to kind of make compromises or, you know, have shortcuts or side ways of doing things that are hard to understand if you haven't been a part of the community all along. So that's my like long answer for that. I would like to see us do
I
that.
really like that. In fact, I was just reflecting on what happened in our meeting this morning. So we have this weekly meeting of all the team leads coming together, and you were throwing out there a question, which I was pretty sure you knew the answer to, about how we should handle the process on some upcoming decision. And you were like, "I don't know." And then one of our members who had done the training, now done two of these trainings, he came up and said, "Well, in this training by Laird Schaub in Madison, he said this, and I think that this is what he would think that we should be doing." And you were like, "Yes, you know." And that was just awesome.
It takes a whole, you know, set of people to have that background and that knowledge and to value it and to watch that starting in our group is really, it's really amazing. I mean, I feel like everyone in our group is very open to it anyway. It's just that then the next level is to go and get the information yourself, you know, and master it yourself. I love
I
that.
love them.
Okay, so I have one for you, Lynn.
Uh-oh,
Actually, I have two for
I'm
you, but here's
scared.
the first one. Okay, the first one is you hear a lot that there's a difference between founders and operators. How do you intend to make that transition from a founder mentality of build, build, build to, you know, it's like this innovation stability thing. You've been in innovate, innovate, innovate. How do you intend to move to the stability side of
You know,
things?
this is like getting to the heart of my whole problem in my whole life, you know. So,
Here you are, folks. We're
but I would say that my answer 10 years ago would have been, well, I'm just going to go find another project because I am not an operator. You know, I'm going to go do something new. Give me a blank sheet of paper. But I have to say that, as with everything else that has happened to me through this co-housing project, I feel like co-housing is actually opening the door to me to enjoyment of community without having to be always doing something new, and just learning to live into the community and really just truly kind of enjoy the fulfillment of this thing that we're building. And to me, that feels like a real kind of watershed experience for me. Now, maybe it's because I've built so much stuff in my life already that I'm kind of
You're
nearing
tired and done.
exhaustion level. I don't know, but I typically bounce back pretty fast. So there may be a mix for me, which feels very new. It feels very exciting. And I'm already watching myself. And I even had you comment on me one time, like, "Lynn, in that meeting, you were just kind of being quiet. Like, who's ever seen you be quiet before?" So it's really practicing leading from behind, while at the same time, you know, enjoying that the group has got it. I mean, you're having a few of those moments too, right? The group has just kind of got
We've got
this.
it. I've bailed out on meetings that I couldn't make or couldn't do, and they go on, and
And
then
they're
great
good.
decisions are made, exactly.
Exactly.
And then I just get to be, you know, happy and delighted by the fact that our community has its own life.
So
It's
I
really
think that's
nice.
really going to be, and I think also just that we've developed enough of a relationship, you know, with people in the core group like you and me and others, that, you know, when we see one or the other moving away from what you know they're trying to do, you know, I trust that you guys will say, "Okay, Lynn, you know what? That would have been a moment where you could have just not said anything, or you could have let somebody else take over." And I really value that, because
Yeah,
that out of
same.
that growth, you know, that's really what we're here for.
Yeah,
So.
the setting down also, having a place to set things down. Yeah. Okay, then here's my second question. How is the downsizing
Oh my
going?
gosh.
The clock is ticking now, so.
Okay, this is like a downright mean question, I have to say.
You
But
promised that you were going to do an entire podcast. Okay. You swore.
I am working my way up to that. But I have to say, I'm in the mode of kind of the drip, drip, drip mode of my downsizing. So, you know, I showed up here at your house today with a box of things, and I'm relinquishing a massive, you know, separation anxiety going on about materials that my mom and I have had since the 50s. So yeah,
Yes.
this is serious stuff.
It is
So
serious, though, physically, dear
yeah.
listeners, it is a 12 by 12
Okay,
box.
we gotta start somewhere. Yeah.
It
Hey,
is
they don't
not.
know that. They
Baby
didn't
steps,
know
baby
that.
steps.
So yeah, and of course, I think that short term I'm gonna redirect some of my project energy to
To the
really
downsizing.
accomplishing that in a
Smart.
way that works for me.
Well, it seems too like maybe the group's got you on this one. Because did you notice that one of our members just organized a book group to discuss the book Essentialism, which is really about
Yeah.
deciding what is essential?
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
maybe that would be that's like one little tipping the
Isn't
scale.
that awesome?
Yes, yeah, totally. Having nothing to do with anyone. And then another one found a woman who is a decluttering expert and arranged an entire seminar for us to
Yeah.
participate in. It's amazing.
You know,
It's so great.
I honestly, I've been saying, and I said that this morning when we were dealing with some other annoying topic that is dragging around in our lives. The wind is at our backs right now, and
Yeah.
I'm just going with it. The universe is just dropping one gift after another in our pathway, and
Yep.
I'm just enjoying this. I know this won't be go on forever when they start digging those geothermal wells. Who
Who
knows what
knows
we
what is
might
going to
find,
happen,
you know?
right?
But I think the universe has got our back, and we're just going to go with this for a little while and enjoy this ride down the road, this next little stretch. Yeah.
There you go. Season two. Tell me
Season
more
two,
about co-housing.
yeah, stay tuned.
Thanks for stopping by today. We're so glad you clicked on our episode. For more information about our project, Co-Housing Houston, go to www.cohousinghouston.com and subscribe to our newsletter. For general information about co-housing, we like cohousing.org. We're active on social media, so check out what's happening on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under Co-Housing Houston.